We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined live on 1010 Winds by the Comfort's Executive Officer, Commander Carrie Ann Hudson. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
President Trump yesterday granted Governor Cuomo's request to turn the Comfort into a COVID hospital. What did that change mean for you and the crew?
The change by President Trump into having us take on both COVID and non-COVID patients didn't change much significantly onto the Comfort, as we have been making accommodations to allow for COVID-positive patients. We have done significant things to make it a safe environment, both for the patients and for the crew aboard the ship. Those include reconfiguring some of our medical treatment facility or hospital spaces to allow for a separation of the MTF or hospital spaces from the rest of the crew that are non-medical personnel. Additionally, we have added some ventilation system support. We've also moved some of our medical personnel off of the ship and able to separate them from the general messing and berthing of our non-patient care personnel on the ship.
So the governor today said that the shift would actually reduce patient capacity by half, from 1,000 to 500. Is that because people need to be spaced out more? Why is that?
We will be reducing our capacity to approximately 500, and that is in order to allow safe measures to separate COVID-positive and COVID-negative patients to ensure we're protecting COVID-negative patients from contracting the virus.
So how many COVID patients are there now?
Right now, I do not know the exact number of COVID patients that we have on board, but we have treated a total of 54 patients overall.
Oh, it has been reported that a crew member tested positive. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we do have a positive crew member, and in accordance with both DOD and CDC guidelines, we have isolated that crew member and are providing appropriate care and treatment. Additionally, throughout this entire mission, we have been implementing appropriate PPE, or personal protective equipment, and policies and procedures in accordance with DOD and CDC guidelines to protect people from any virus-borne illnesses in order to prevent the spread. So we're continuing those things that were already in place, and that person was immediately isolated.
And what was the source of the infection? Is that known?
No, not at this time.
So I'm assuming that's something that'll be investigated?
Oh, 100%, ma'am. We have in accordance with the CDC guidelines, we have contact sourcing going on as we speak.
So we just actually got some word. I guess you guys maybe have put out a statement that there are 5 COVID-19 patients on board, 41 patients total. Can you tell us the conditions of the patients? What are you seeing as folks come in? What condition are people in?
Overall, we have a population of patients in very similar to a general population of a hospital. So we have critical care patients. We have low acuity patients. Diagnoses range from both medical and surgical diagnoses, similar to any other hospital that you have seen on the outside. We have we're accepting essentially hospital to hospital transfers. So anything you would find at a New York City hospital, we have on our wards and our ICU and our step down units as well.
And what is going on the pier? Because I'm assuming there's an intake process, correct?
Yes, ma'am. There is an intake process. which involves obviously going through a security gate just because of the military hospital. And then we have a triage area set up on the pier, which is where we have climate-controlled tents, which allow for the patient transfer from the EMS or the emergency medical system over to transfer to the comfort personnel, and then appropriate vital signs, et cetera, like a normal patient transport, COVID testing if required, and then movement onto the ship into the appropriate level for their acuity of care.
How is the crew doing? How can you compare this to a situation that the Comfort might be in wartime? How is it different, and how does it affect the crew mentally?
I think we have a very strong and robust crew, and one of our key assets as a military crew is agility and flexibility and responding to constant change. So I think from that perspective, in a combat environment, we are doing similar things in this environment as well. We're communicating changes regularly, which is the key to keeping people agile and able to change quickly. So we're strengthening communication lines as always. And I think that they're flexing just as if this was a combat environment. And I'm very proud of Captain Amersbach's crew and Commodore O'Brien's crew and Second Fleet's crew. Everybody's been really pulling up, stepping up, and doing a great job.
What was it like for you personally when your vessel pulled into New York Harbor? Even jaded New Yorkers, you know, we're so jaded, right? But even we got goosebumps and everybody, you know, wanted to see the show. Unfortunately, too many people came out to see the vessel. That was part of the problem. But, you know, we just really, we couldn't get enough of that image of the Comfort pulling into New York Harbor. What was that like for you being on the ship?
I think my perspective was similar to almost everybody else's on board, that we were very proud and honored to be able to come to the service of fellow Americans. And in some way, shape, or form, almost all of our crew has some attachment to this city. And so to be able to provide a service for our brothers and sisters and family members and fellow citizens filled us with a lot of patriotism and pride. I had a chief standing next to me as we pulled in, providing some of our security detachment, and he said, "This is one of the most patriotic moments I have ever felt." And I think that pretty much sums it up for all of our crew.
Where are you from personally? Had you ever been to New York before?
I have been to New York, ma'am, several times, and several times with the military. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
My mother used to live in Pittsburgh, so welcome to New York. We love it.
Oh, thank you.
Commander Carrie Ann Hudson, thank you so much for everything you're doing. God bless all of you.